Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Other Shore presents Thich Nhat Hanh's approachable translation of the Heart Sutra, one of the most influential and concise texts in Mahayana Buddhism. Rather than treating the sutra as an abstract philosophical riddle, he frames it as a practical guide for transforming fear, grasping, and separation in everyday life. The book pairs a fresh rendering of the classic lines with commentaries that explain key Buddhist ideas in plain language, emphasizing mindfulness, compassion, and interbeing, his term for the deep interconnectedness of all things. Readers are guided through what the sutra is pointing to when it speaks about emptiness, no separate self, and freedom from suffering. The tone is gentle yet precise, aiming to help practitioners recite the sutra with understanding instead of habit. For newcomers, it offers a clear entry point into a famously cryptic scripture for experienced meditators. It provides a distilled reminder of how insight should show up in speech, action, and relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a Heart Sutra translation designed for understanding. A central contribution of this book is its effort to make the Heart Sutra intelligible without stripping it of depth. Thich Nhat Hanh approaches translation as a form of practice. The goal is not only philological accuracy, but also clarity about what the text is trying to awaken in the reader. He explains why certain traditional phrasings can mislead modern readers, especially when the sutra is recited as a rhythmic chant but not contemplated. His rendering aims to reduce the feeling that the sutra is purely paradoxical and to show it as a coherent teaching about perception, suffering, and liberation. The commentaries unpack how the sutra speaks from the vantage point of awakened insight, where fixed categories such as being and non-being no longer hold. By guiding the reader line by line, he helps distinguish between intellectual interpretation and lived understanding that can be tested in meditation and daily choices. This topic also includes the book's emphasis on right view language matters because it shapes how we relate to ourselves and others. And the translation is thus presented as a skillful means, a tool to support mindfulness, compassion, and non-attachment rather than a final statement of doctrine. Secondly, emptiness as interbeing, not nihilism. One of the most common obstacles with the Heart Sutra is the word emptiness. Many readers assume it means nothing matters or nothing exists. Thich Nhat Hanh addresses that misunderstanding by linking emptiness to interbeing, the insight that nothing exists independently and everything is made of conditions. In this view, emptiness does not erase the world, it reveals the world as relational and dynamic. The commentaries encourage readers to examine ordinary objects, feelings, and identities and see that each is composed of elements that are not itself ancestors, culture, food, air, education, and countless causes. Because things are empty of a separate self, they can be full of everything else. This reframing has ethical consequences if you are not separate. Compassion becomes less of a moral command and more of a natural response. The book also clarifies how emptiness undermines rigid views that fuel fear and conflict, such as clinging to permanent identity or insisting that happiness can be secured by possession and control. The sutra's message becomes practical when you touch inner being, you loosen your grip on fixed stories, and that softening opens space for forgiveness, understanding, and peace. Thirdly, no separate self and the end of fear, the Heart Sutra challenges the assumption of a solid, independent self. And Thich Nhat Hanh presents this teaching as a path to freedom rather than a bleak negation. He explains how the sense of a separate self is built from habit energy, perception, and social reinforcement. When that sense is treated as absolute, it generates fear, fear of loss, fear of judgment, fear of death, and fear of being insufficient. The sutra points to another way of seeing, where the self is understood as a flow of conditions. In practice, this is not an abstract metaphysical claim, but a meditation instruction observe body, feelings, perceptions, and mental formations without turning them into a permanent me. The commentaries often return to how mindfulness reveals impermanence directly, and how that direct seeing reduces reactivity. As the grip of self loosens, relationships can shift from bargaining and defense to generosity and honest presence. This topic also highlights how non-self supports resilience. If identity is not a fixed object to protect, criticism and change become easier to meet with curiosity. The sutra's promise of being free from fear is presented as a realistic outcome of sustained insight, expressed in calmer speech, less compulsive striving, and a wider capacity to care. Fourthly, reinterpreting the traditional lists and negations. A striking feature of the Heart Sutra is its long sequence of statements that appear to deny core Buddhist teachings and even basic experiences. Bei An touches the traditional aggregates and sense fields. Thich Nhat Hanh provides a framework to understand these negations as a corrective to attachment to concepts, not as a rejection of lived reality. The point is that when we grasp teachings as fixed entities, We turn them into idols, and that blocks liberation. The commentaries show how the sutra speaks in the language of emptiness to prevent practitioners from clinging to either existence or non-existence, purity or impurity, gain or loss. This approach helps readers reconcile the sutra with other Buddhist texts by emphasizing context. The sutra is not saying there is no suffering, no path, or no wisdom in any ordinary sense. It is saying that these categories do not possess an independent essence. When seen through interbeing, suffering and its transformation are still meaningful, but they are not solid. This topic is especially useful for readers who feel alienated by the sutra's style. The book offers a way to chant or read the lists as meditative prompts. Each negation becomes an invitation to release fixation and return to direct experience, where insight and compassion can function without ideological rigidity. Lastly, bringing the sutra into daily mindfulness practice, beyond interpretation, the book emphasizes application. Thich Nhat Hanh presents the Heart Sutra as something to live, not merely to study or recite. The commentaries connect insight into emptiness and non-self with concrete practices: mindful breathing, mindful walking, deep listening, and compassionate speech. When practiced consistently, these methods help readers notice the moment grasping begins and interrupt it before it becomes anger, anxiety, or despair. The sutra's teaching on interbeing is also linked to everyday ethics, encouraging readers to act in ways that reduce suffering for themselves and others. Rather than framing enlightenment as distant, the book suggests that touching insight can happen in small moments, such as seeing that your irritation is conditioned by fatigue, stress, and misperception, not by a permanent flaw in you or another person. The act of reciting the sutra can become a ritual of remembrance, bringing the mind back to openness. This topic also highlights how community and relationship are part of practice. Understanding emptiness supports reconciliation because it weakens blame and invites curiosity about conditions. The sutra thus becomes a guide for living with fewer rigid positions and more responsiveness, offering a daily path toward steadier peace. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, practice-oriented entry into the Heart Sutra, including beginners who find the text confusing and experienced practitioners who want to refresh their understanding. It will also appeal to those interested in Thich Nhat Hanh Hien's broader teaching on mindfulness and interbeing, because the commentaries connect the sutra directly to how we think, speak, and relate. The benefit to daily life is practical by reframing emptiness as interdependence. The book helps reduce fear, soften rigid self stories, and support compassion in real relationships. It invites readers to see emotions and conflicts as conditioned and changeable, which can lessen reactivity and increase patience. Compared with more academic or doctrinal treatments, this work is worth buying for its accessibility and its steady focus on lived transformation rather than debate. The translation and explanations are designed to make recitation meaningful, turning the sutra into a tool for mindfulness instead of a mysterious chant. If you want a guide that bridges classic Mahayana insight with modern language and everyday application, this book offers a grounded and gentle pathway that stands out among similar commentaries. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.